We're with Sherry Curry with the Spin Indoor Cycling Studio here in Valley City. It's a brand new business. Tell us how this came about for you, Sherry.
Well, I took a volleyball position at the college. I'm going to be the new assistant volleyball coach, and I was owner of this indoor cycling studio in Perk River, North Dakota, where I came from, and I wasn't quite ready to give that up yet. So I thought if I could find a space to rent here in Valley City, then I would just move my studio with me. So it was the volleyball job that brought me to town, but I just brought my studio with me.
Tell us what people can expect other than cycling. What other amenities do you have for your clients?
Well, this is I guess they'd call it a boutique style. It's just cycling. We just do indoor cycling. I do offer some small group and personal training. I do offer a few different styles of indoor cycling. Like we incorporate weights with it, where we're on the bike doing some drills and we get off and do some strength training with small hand weights. And we also do a bike and bar, like bar, B-A-R-R-E, the kind of ballet style where you use the bike instead of a bar. So we're on the bike and off of the bike doing bar is more like flexibility and lengthening and strengthening. And then also do a core class where we're on the bike for about 30 minutes and then we're off the bike working on core strengthening. So as the riders ask for more, that's kind of where I go with it. We start off just cycling and then it seems as though they want more as they're getting more comfortable on the bike. So
you've got music. Looks like you got a little DJ booth up there.
Yeah, it is. You do have to wear many hats when you're doing indoor cycling. In the style that I offer, I think what attracts people to like indoor cycling, kickboxing, group fitness is the accountability that group fitness gives you for your workout. But I think also some people aren't comfortable with group fitness either. They're a little conscious of where they're at with their fitness level. Or so one thing that you'll find in my studio is that most of the time the lights are out, so it's dark in here. You'll notice the curtains are the room darkening, and I have a little spotlight that I have. I turn it on when I'm going to change drills or I need to show them something on the bike. But otherwise I keep it pretty dark in here, and I just always tell them, you do you, and don't worry about what anybody else is doing, and we're pedaling in the dark, so nobody really knows what each person is doing. And so I'm running the music, I'm running the lights, I'm motivating the riders. You have to wear like lots of hats. It's kind of like a DJ in the dark too, yeah.
And what an interesting time for you to open a business, because I see that you have social distancing already set up with the cycles that aren't supposed to be used.
Yep, I do have every other bike. We do have 13 bikes, and so I've taped off every other bike. So we're down to 8 bikes right now. Pretty much staying on the bike right now. So, and then I always have the machines wiped down before, and then each person will wipe them down after, and then I do another wipe down again. So when I'm setting people up, I have a mask on, but once I get on the bike, I don't expect others or myself to try to do a workout with a mask on. So if they feel comfortable and they want to, welcome to do that. The bikes that I have are the Livestrong bikes, so they're very very durable. The tension is controlled by a knob. It doesn't have the gears. I've been told many times that people feel very secure on them and they like how smooth they are.
Now, do you have to be a member, or can anybody just come in if they want to go and pay you for a fee, for a one-time fee, or is there membership required?
Well, because there is a limit on the bikes, I would hate for a rider to come and then there's not a bike available for them. So I do use an app called MindBody, and so that books you a bike, but I also list my phone number. So if a person isn't comfortable with an app, then they can call me and I'll book a bike for them. I do have, with 8 bikes, just getting new to town and getting established and kind of during this time of everybody kind of restarting and getting back into their new normal here, it hasn't really been an issue, but as people catch on and hopefully people enjoy it and want to keep coming back, they definitely want to book the bike before they come, because I would hate, like I said, for them to come and then there's no bike, and I, you know, need to keep it to those 8 bikes until those restrictions or guidelines are changed. So I guess that's how you would book a bike, call or use the MindBody app.
Tell us what phone number they could reach you at, or what app, or what website?
Yeah, I don't have a website, but I do have a Facebook page. So you could just look under The Spin in Valley City, and that will give you all the information on class times and contact information and pricing. And you had asked about the membership. I do single rides for $12. And then I also add two different packages. You can get five rides for $45 that you have to use within a month. The expiration is a month. And then the other package is 10 rides for $110. And you can use that over a 2 month period. A little bit of a discount if you buy the packages, but you can purchase just a single ride also for $12. So that would be on the MindBody app, like I was saying. If you just go under MindBody, a lot of salons, fitness centers, it's a pretty common app in the fitness arena. And the phone number is 360-1777, and that would be a 701 number.
Sherry Curry with The Spin here in Valley City, brand new business opening. Yeah. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thanks for taking this time and getting The Spin's name out there.